Good morning and God bless. It's 8 o'clock in the morning on Sunday, April 5th, and I have been, as my manner is, especially on the weekends when I'm able to spend quite a bit of time in the mornings just with nothing else before me, like work, you know, where I have to go in at work at a set time. But I really cherish the weekend morning times because it gives me a chance. I think maybe kind of like Jesus when he went to, got up a great while before day and just went and prayed before God. You know, went, I can picture him being in the garden and just being with God and talking with God, and talking about the things of God, things that have happened, and things that are to be, yet to be. I can really picture in my mind Jesus doing that. And that's why I cherish these mornings with God, because I spend a great deal of time going to God about things that I don't tell anybody else about. You know, things that are deep, deep, deep within my heart. I tell him about doubts that I have. You know, I tell him about how thankful I am that he did this or did that for me. I think about things that have happened to me in the past. You know, miracles that have happened in my life and things that God brought to pass. And I just think about those things, like in Psalm 103, it talks about God exhorting us to forget not all his benefits, you know, and one of the benefits of God is the wonderful things that have happened to you in the past and what the things that God brought you through and brought you out of, and to just be grateful and thankful to your God. And it strengthens my faith, you know, because there are times now, and there have been times in the past year, where I've endeavored to do the five things, the speaking in tongues, speaking by the Spirit of God, connecting, praying for laborers, and honoring God with the first fruits of the substance. You know, doing the five things, the five foundational things that are preordained works of God. These are preordained works. God set them in place many, many years before I was born and you were born. And these are part of the preordained works of God. But you know, in our day-to-day lives and walk and the day-to-day things that are going on, God has preordained works for those things as well. And when you have the foundation of the five things that I just listed, when you have that strong and hot in your life and in your walk, I think that those preordained works that God has for the specific things are really, it's available, it just makes them plainer to you, right? But you know, when you make a decision, when you've gone to God, you've been strong in the five things, and you're thinking about something in the present life, in the present time, and you've gone to God and you've asked for wisdom with God, and you've had a desire that the things that you are deciding upon are being led by him, then you just have to have a confidence that you've done the right thing. You've done everything that God has wanted you to do. And then there's that period of time between when you make a decision to do something, believing that it is of God, that you're led by God. There's a period of time, almost like you're in the wilderness with it, you know, because you haven't really seen much fruit from it. Or what you've seen take place, there's just something that's not made manifest about it. Or there's things that you've learned along the way that you realize, okay, This is not quite the way God wants it to be. I think that's really what's really been on my heart and what I've taken to God. Because it causes you to doubt, maybe what you've thought was of God and thought that your actions were of God, maybe it was manufactured. But the only thing that I can think of to do is to just keep going forward. Keep having confidence in God. And even if it maybe was manufactured, that God can still make it right. And that's the confidence. That's where the confidence toward God comes into play. Because we're just practicing, right? I don't want to practice just with empty, vain things. I want to practice with God. I want my practice to be fruitful. I don't want it to be manufactured. And God knows that. So what I plan to do today is just to keep going forward and keep giving my actions to God and the decisions that I make. To have confidence that they are led by God, and that eventually God will just work it all out, and the fruit will tell the story. And sometimes I guess fruit is manufact fruit not manufactured, but fruit is evident by God quickly, and then there's times when it takes time for it to manifest. And I think that that's the season that I'm in right now, in the things that I've endeavored to do before God and for God. And just have to go forward, just keep going forward, keep pressing toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. And that's just part of the walk. And, we've been exhorted and encouraged to do what God puts in your heart to do. And when we do the things of God, there will be fruit that's manifest. And if the fruit doesn't come, then we learn from it and we go forward. But it's not God's will that we be afraid that we're manufacturing something. We have to have confidence in God and confidence before God. And part of that confidence is built and grounded in doing those five things. I really believe that with all my heart. God in Scripture says, if our heart condemns us not, then we have confidence toward God. And for me, doing those five things helps build my confidence that I am doing the right things before my Heavenly Father. And then when it comes to these specific things, these circumstances in life, that that you've done the foundational things, you've built your house upon a rock. Those five things are the bedrock of our lives. And when you've been faithful to do them and do them with the right heart before God, and when you have something that kind of isn't a plain thing, then you go to God and put yourself before God. And then you just make a decision with God to the best of your ability. You just have confidence in God that He is leading you. And then, it doesn't matter what people think or what people say. People can say all kind of things and they can think all kind of things. But if you're endeavoring to walk before your Heavenly Father and do it with the right heart and take an action, then, it's really not the critic who counts at that point. It's between you and God. And as you keep going forward and you keep trusting God and having confidence in God, He'll make the way plain for you, and you'll see fruit. You'll see fruit. And if the fruit doesn't come and the outcome doesn't come, then you learn from it and you just keep going forward. And again, it doesn't matter what people say or what people may think. You just keep going forward with your Heavenly Father, with your Almighty God, and know that He will teach you all things through the Spirit that's within you. And you just keep your mind free of distractions. You keep your mind and your focus clean and clear with God, and keep going forward. And that's basically how we live our lives. And that's the kind of the conclusion that I've come to today. And so I'm just going to keep going forward. And doing the things of God. So I hope this blesses you, and I hope it encourages you if you're in that same situation where you've made a decision and you've done things, you've taken actions, and you're kind of in the patiently enduring phase. Just be encouraged and just keep continuing forward with God. Make sure that your heart is right, your focus is right before God, that the actions you've taken are cemented in those five fundamental things, and just keep going forward. So that's what I have to share. God bless you.